Representative Jason Broder, a Republican from Sanford, says his measure would, among other things, get rid of the state's current limit on the number of trauma centers. Right now, only 44 centers are allowed in the state. Some say that ensures quality, but Broder says his proposal wouldn't put the quality of care at risk.
There are still licensure requirements with the Department of Health that make sure that they meet clinical standards and capabilities for a trauma center.
But somewhere getting rid of the limit could lead to trauma centers within less than a block of each other. Republican Representative Ronald Doc Renewart, an osteopathic physician from Ponte Vedra Beach, worries the proposal could create too much competition and spread the kinds of doctors that are needed in trauma centers too thin.
If we create competition in trauma centers, the availability will go down and the cost of these specialists will go up. And it will most likely the specialists be shared between different facilities. This is already happening in some areas of our state. The greatest danger arises when multiple neurotrauma cases arrive at different trauma centers at the same time and a neurosurgeon is unable to provide care for patients across the city.
And Renewart says trauma doctors need to get a high volume of cases in order to keep practiced and be able to make the split-second decisions that are sometimes needed. Representative Irv Slosberg, a Democrat from Boca Raton, says for him it's a personal measure.
If it wasn't for the trauma center in Delray Beach and taking care of my daughter Emily, who was moments away from death, I wouldn't have a daughter today. And God forbid anybody else should be in the kind of position that I was in, and we're relying on what another representative said here was, hey, you know what? Let's just bring in doctors from any other kind of state possible, and it doesn't matter if they're trauma center doctors or not.
Representative Renewart says that's one reason he filed an amendment that would knock out the part of Broder's proposal that would get rid of the state's trauma center limitations. But others, like Representative Matt Gaetz, who says many of his constituents in Fort Walton Beach are 60 miles away from the nearest trauma center, think the market ought to decide where trauma centers go.
How would I go back to my district and say, in Fort Walton Beach, there's a private company that wants to come and build a trauma center with their own dollars, but government doesn't think it's appropriate for them to do so. I would beg this of you, my fellow members. Where there is private capital and where there is a market need, let's not let government get in the way of good health care.
Meanwhile, Representative Fred Costello, a Republican from DeLand, says the free market argument doesn't belong in a conversation about trauma centers.
I love competition and I hate mandates, but things like trauma centers are different.
Costello says it's important for the state to recognize that the things like the specialized doctors who work at trauma centers are a limited resource. House members voted to accept Representative Renewart's amendment. The amended bill, which includes other provisions like changing the way WIC benefits are given out, rolls over to a third reading with a floor vote next. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.